Okay, so today we're going to dive into something that I know a lot of you guys out there probably deal with, and if you haven't yet, you probably will at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Especially those of you who are constantly, learning and trying to contribute to your fields. And that is the sometimes very tricky, very frustrating world of academic journal submissions and dealing with rejections.
It can feel a little bit like a black box sometimes, right? Like you're just throwing things out into the void and seeing what comes back. But the good news is that it's not totally arbitrary. There are definitely some things that we can look at, some strategies that can make this whole process a lot smoother.
For sure. And we've got some really great resources to help us with this today.
Awesome.
So our main one comes from a medical writing team called Niche, and they've been in the game for a long time, since 1998. They've been doing submissions for both pharmaceutical companies and universities.
So they've seen it all.
They've seen it all. I mean, just imagine the breadth of that experience, right?
Totally.
And the guide that we're looking at from them is called An Insider's Insight into Handling Rejection,
I love
which is exactly what we're trying to do,
for
right?
sure.
So beyond that, we're also going to bring in, some data on overall publishing trends, some experiences of like really seasoned authors and editors, so we can kind of get a holistic picture.
Sounds like a great plan.
So what we want to do with this deep dive is give you all the tools, all the strategies that you need to not just like deal with rejection, but to reframe it, to almost see it as like not a roadblock, but like a detour
I like that.
on the way to getting your work out there. Because that's the goal, right?
Absolutely.
To share this awesome work that you've been doing.
That's why we do research, to
Exactly.
get it out there.
So, Nietzsche, right off the bat in this guide, points out something that I think is so key. They say that rejection, it's not some like rare misfortune. It's actually the standard, especially when we're talking about like the really top-tier journals.
Especially those big ones.
So if you're trying to get into,
Nature, science, Cell.
those big
The
names.
rejection rates can be really high, like 90% sometimes even.
And it's not just, like early career researchers who are facing this.
Well, it's everybody.
I mean, studies have shown that over 62% of papers that are eventually published have been rejected at least once.
At least once. So if you've been there, you're in good company.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is like
It's part of the
a
process.
rite of passage almost in the
Prelim.
research world. And, something that Nietzsche emphasizes, which I think is so important, is that as researchers, we kind of have an ethical obligation
Oh, interesting.
to get these findings out there, to,
It can't just.
think about it, right? Like the people who funded the research,
Yeah.
the participants in the studies, the whole like, advancement of knowledge
Yeah.
in the field.
It's not serving anyone to have that knowledge just locked away in a drawer.
So a rejection shouldn't feel like a full stop. It should feel like, okay,
Just a comma.
a comma. We need to find a different
We
avenue.
wrote, yeah. Find a different way to get that information out there.
And, it's tough, right? Because we get this feedback, and especially when it's, not what we were hoping for.
Not positive.
It's hard not to take that personally.
It is.
But the guide encourages us to try to look at that feedback from both reviewers and editors as potentially something that's valuable.
Even if your gut reaction is to like curl up and cry, try to like detach a little bit and look for those constructive elements because they're often in there somewhere.
And that leads into their next point, which is that publishing is rarely a one-shot deal. It's more of an ongoing process of refinement.
That's iterative.
So every time you submit, every piece of feedback, it can actually make the research stronger.
It's like honing a skill, right? You practice, you get feedback, you adjust, you get better over time.
And this process is built for that. So with that in mind, what are some things that we could do to maybe navigate this process more effectively from the start?
Good question.
And Mish really stresses being careful about what journal you're picking.
Makes sense.
And I know that sounds obvious, but it goes beyond like just picking the right subject area. They even suggest writing a letter to the editor
Oh, interesting.
during that initial submission. So what do they have to say about that?
Well, they say that this is your chance
yeah.
to really articulate the context of your work.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, its contribution.
Yeah.
So instead of just saying, like, here's what we found.
Right.
You really want to explain why this research matters.
Yeah.
Like, what problem are you addressing? What novel insights are you providing?
Mm.
And they've seen that actually, if you can clearly articulate that value proposition right up front.
Yeah.
It can significantly increase your chances
okay.
of even making it past that initial editorial assessment.
Interesting. So it's almost like a...
Like a little mini pitch.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You got to sell it a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. So now let's say you've submitted.
Okay.
You've gotten some feedback.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a request for revisions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a straight up rejection.
Yeah.
How do you even begin to like digest all of those comments?
Well, they stress the importance of figuring out if the criticisms that they're giving you
yeah.
are actually addressable, mm-hmm. like within the scope of your resources or the limitations of your study.
Yeah.
Sometimes they might point out some fundamental design flaws
yeah.
that would require like a total overhaul.
You'd have to start from scratch.
Right. And so you need to have a real conversation
yeah.
with your co-authors
yeah.
about what's actually feasible.
Okay.
On the other hand,
yeah.
if you think that a reviewer has totally misunderstood
yeah.
a key point of your work,
right.
they say that you might consider writing yeah. a very clear, concise rebuttal
okay.
as part of your response.
Gotcha, gotcha. And it seems like when you submit,
yeah.
you know, as they lay out, there's like three main possibilities.
Okay.
So best case scenario, get accepted.
Right.
Which, you know, they note is relatively rare.
Not super common.
No.
Especially at those high impact journals.
Exactly. Or you get asked to make revisions
mm-hmm.
with the option of resubmitting.
Right.
Or you get a flat out rejection.
Yeah.
And it seems like that middle ground.
Right. The revise and resubmit.
The revise and resubmit is where a lot of the back and forth happens.
Totally.
So what kind of guidance do they give for that specific situation?
Well, first of all, they say you gotta discuss the feedback
yeah.
thoroughly with all of your co-authors,
mm-hmm.
make sure everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
And then the fact that you've even gotten comments
okay.
from reviewers means that the journal saw something in your work
yeah.
that was worth sending out.
Interesting.
So it's not all bad.
Okay. So it's like... you've got your foot in the door.
Yeah, you've got some initial traction.
Exactly.
You're in the conversation.
Yeah, and they say to really pay attention.
Okay.
To how the editor's letter is phrased.
Interesting.
Because it can give you clues.
Oh, okay.
So it might be what they call a soft rejection.
A soft rejection, okay.
Where they genuinely want you to revise and resubmit.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a hard rejection.
Okay.
Dressed up in like... polite language.
Yeah, right.
Which means they basically want you to go somewhere else.
Just go away.
Yeah. So how do you tell the difference?
Well, according to Niche,
yeah.
a soft rejection
yeah.
usually explicitly encourages you to resubmit
okay.
after you've addressed the points.
Mm-hmm.
And they might even say something about like the potential impact of your revised manuscript.
Okay.
Whereas a hard rejection,
yeah.
even if it mentions resubmission, it's usually after like major changes.
Yeah.
And they're usually focusing on these fundamental issues,
right.
like the novelty, the scope,
yeah.
maybe some significant flaws.
Yeah.
And they don't really explicitly encourage you to actually revise it for that specific journal.
Mm-hmm. So it's about reading the tone.
It's reading between the lines a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's subtle, but it's there.
It's there.
Okay, and they also say to be realistic.
Yeah.
About how big these revisions are that they're asking for.
Right, because sometimes they'll say, oh, you know, we'd love to see this paper,
yeah.
but you need to do all these new experiments.
Yeah.
And that's going to take you 5 years.
Or $1 million.
Exactly.
You just don't have that.
Right.
So you have to kind of weigh
yeah.
that sometimes it's wiser to just say,
acknowledge the limitations,
yeah.
move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now let's talk about the dreaded.
The big one.
Outright rejection.
The dreaded R word.
Yes. So does that automatically mean your work isn't good enough?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So the guide says that if the main reason for the rejection
yeah.
was that it wasn't a good fit for the scope of the journal.
Okay.
Or if they thought it wasn't novel enough for their readers.
Right. Right.
You should definitely think about submitting it somewhere else.
Okay.
And you might not even have to make huge revisions at first. But,
okay.
And this is important. You still want to carefully think about the feedback you got.
Right.
Because the issues that those reviewers raised
yeah.
might come up again at a different journal.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You don't want to just keep getting dinged
yeah.
for the same things.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's valuable information.
Totally.
Even if it's a no.
Yeah.
And they make the point, too, that you don't have to automatically go for a less prestigious journal.
Right.
Just because you got rejected.
Yeah.
Because taking that time to address the peer review comments,
mm-hmm.
it can actually make your manuscript so much better.
It can really elevate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might end up being able to submit to a journal that's even more impactful.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's not a step down?
Not at all. It can be a step up.
Yeah. Okay. And they do mention the option of a rebuttal
right.
to an outright rejection.
Yeah.
But they say to really reserve that.
For very specific circumstances.
For like very, very specific cases.
Yeah. Like if there's a clear misunderstanding of your methodology or a core argument.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And even then you have to like really build a strong case.
Yeah. You can't just be like, no, you're wrong.
Right. You have to be very compelling and
yeah.
back everything up really well.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say you've decided, okay,
mm-hmm.
we're going to revise and resubmit.
Okay.
Or you're taking this feedback on board to mm-hmm. submit to a different journal.
Right.
What's like the nuts and bolts
yeah.
of putting together that response?
Well, Niche lays out a really nice structured approach.
Okay, good. I like structure.
Me too.
So step one.
Step one, you got to thoroughly review
okay.
every single piece of feedback
okay.
from the editor's overall comments
yeah.
down to every single point that every reviewer made.
Wow.
Oh. They even suggest copying and pasting each comment verbatim.
That's a good tip.
So they don't misinterpret anything.
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with like...
Yeah, you've got multiple reviewers.
Yeah, conflicting feedback.
And they're all saying different things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, step two.
Step two is to address every comment okay. directly and thoughtfully.
Mm.
And this is where formatting can really help you.
Okay.
So they say to use a different color
cool.
or a different font
yeah, sure.
for your responses.
Yeah.
So it's very clear
okay.
what's original feedback and what's UCO.
Okay, so like visually separate.
Exactly. And here's a key point.
Yeah.
Even if multiple reviewers say the same thing,
you, okay?
you need to respond to each of them individually.
Oh, wow.
Well, don't just refer back to a previous answer.
So you can't be like, see above.
Nope. You got to write it all out again.
Okay. So you're really demonstrating that you've...
Yeah. You've given each reviewer
yeah.
their due consideration.
Okay. Okay. I like it. And then step three.
Step three is all about that letter to the editor.
The letter.
And they emphasize this. This is vital.
Okay.
So this is your chance to explain
yeah.
how you addressed all that feedback to really convince the editor that you took their concerns seriously
yeah.
and that your revised work is now even stronger.
It's like your advocate in this whole process.
Exactly.
And of course, thank them for their time.
Yes. Always.
Always. So
common courtesy.
Exactly. So what are some of the elements of a really strong response?
Well, first of all,
yeah.
stay respectful. Even if you completely disagree with something,
yeah.
you got to thank the reviewers for their time and their evaluation.
Yeah.
So you can see something like, we appreciate the reviewers' careful reading of our manuscript and their insightful comments.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Set the tone.
Okay. And then... every single point.
Address every single point.
No matter how small.
No matter how small.
Okay, and for those big criticisms,
yeah.
really demonstrate how you use that to improve your manuscript.
Absolutely. So this might involve clarifying your methodology, mm-hmm. maybe doing additional analyses, even collecting more data if you can.
Yeah.
And if you absolutely can't address something
yeah.
through a change in the work itself,
right.
you need to give a good logical reason
yeah.
for why you stuck with your original approach.
Yeah. Okay. And beyond all of this, yeah. they give some really great practical tips.
Oh, good.
And point out some common mistakes to avoid.
Okay.
So they say, you know, start working on your response
yeah.
relatively quickly.
Don't wait.
Don't wait because your data could become less relevant.
Totally.
Especially in like fast moving fields.
Absolutely.
And have a plan B.
Always have a plan B.
A list of other journals.
Other journals that you might target
yeah.
if this one doesn't work out.
Exactly.
And make yeah. sure when you're submitting to a different journal
mm-hmm.
that you're paying attention to their specific style.
Yeah.
And their formatting requirements.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Details matter.
Details matter.
And they cannot stress enough the importance of that response letter.
That response letter is everything.
Yeah.
It's your chance to really make your case.
Exactly.
Advocate for your work.
And they have this nice checklist of things to review.
Oh, perfect.
Before you resubmit or submit somewhere else.
Okay.
So make sure your discussion section
yeah.
is really clear about what you found.
Mm-hmm.
That it addresses your hypotheses.
Right.
References the relevant literature.
Yeah.
Acknowledges any limitations of your study.
It's important to be transparent about that.
For sure.
Yeah.
And even suggests like potential avenues.
Future research. Right.
For future research. Yeah.
It's all connected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then double check
mm-hmm.
that your methods section is detailed enough.
Right. Got to give people enough information
yeah.
to replicate what you did, that your stats are all correct yeah. and appropriate, and that your arguments are presented clearly,
mm-hmm.
and address those reviewer concerns.
Head on.
Head on.
Yeah. And they have a really nice piece of data. At least half of all rejected manuscripts
yeah.
get published
okay.
within 2 years.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Of that initial submission.
Yeah. So don't lose heart.
Don't give up.
If it gets rejected, it doesn't mean it's over.
Not at all. And they even say that any well-presented work
mm-hmm.
with like novel and important findings,
yeah.
it will find a home.
Will find a home. It just takes a little bit of
persistence.
Persistence, yeah.
Exactly. And they end the guide
okay,
with right. advice
good.
For authors and reviewers.
Okay.
So they encourage authors
mm-hmm.
to really invest the time
yeah.
in understanding like how to write manuscripts.
Yeah, there's a real art to it.
There is an art to it.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure.
And reviewers should give feedback that's fair and constructive.
Yeah.
And they make a good point. This mm. peer review process,
mm.
it shouldn't be an opportunity for reviewers to try and be like overly clever.
Right. Or show off.
Oh, show off.
At the author's expense.
Huh. Right. It's not about you, reviewer.
It's about the work.
It's about the work.
Exactly.
So let's sum it all up for our listeners.
Yes, key takeaways.
All right, first of all,
yeah,
rejection is super common.
Extremely common.
It's part of the process.
A rite of passage.
It doesn't necessarily mean your work is bad.
Yeah, it's not a judgment on you.
It's just a step.
A step in the process.
Down the journey.
Exactly. And how you respond to rejection
yes.
really matters.
It really does.
So
yeah.
be thoughtful. Be articulate in your response.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to revise.
Yeah.
Adapt your manuscript.
Yeah. Be flexible.
Yeah.
And you'll greatly improve your chances of getting published.
Awesome. And above all.
Yeah.
Don't lose faith.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in your work. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we really hope
yeah.
that this deep dive has given you a better understanding
mm-hmm.
of this whole process.
Of this whole
beast. Beat this beast. And given you some tools and strategies.
Actionable things.
Yes, so you don't feel so overwhelmed.
Right, because it can feel overwhelming.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, so here's a final thought.
I love a final thought.
To leave you with.
Hit me.
You know, we often think of rejection as this, like a purely negative thing.
The worst, yeah.
Yeah, a sign of failure.
Yeah.
But what if?
What if?
Every rejection,
yeah.
while frustrating,
mm-hmm.
is actually a chance to grow.
A chance to learn.
And to refine.
To get better, yeah.
Your work.
Yeah, to really clarify your arguments.
And ultimately to contribute even more meaningfully.
Yeah, to really make a difference.
To your field.
Yeah.
So what if we didn't see rejection as a dead end?
Yeah.
But as like a crucial stage.
Part of the process.
In the process.
Yeah.
And could that fundamentally shift
yeah.
how research is shared and understood?
That's a really interesting thought.
Yeah. Something to think about.
I like it.
As you continue on in your research journey.
Your research journey.
Exactly.
Girl.
Okay. Until next time.
See you later.